Hey there! Before you start tonight's episode, we wanted to talk to you about a brand new project that we're starting that we're really excited about. It's called Whose Dice Are These Anyway? It's a podcast where the stories are made up and the rules barely matter.
Join us every week as our bumbling crew of adventurers solve some mysteries, fight some monsters, and does terrible celebrity impressions.
Starting Thursday, January 26th, and every Thursday thereafter, you can find Whose Dice Are These Anyway on every major podcasting distribution platform. You can also find us on Twitter at Whose Dice. We hope you'll tune in for action, suspense, and uncontrollable laughter. See you then.
Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends.
And now part 5 of the third 1D&D UA playtest. Enjoy the show.
Well, I'll grab the canister, the reel.
Okay, that's been grabbed.
Okay.
Is there anything else in here worth grabbing?
Can I roll perception to try and find that dagger?
Good call. Yes, you can. I was like, there's one thing worth finding.
Oh, is this the bloody but poison but
yeah,
whatever,
that he threw.
Kitchen knife?
That's a 24.
You find it.
To find the cleaver. Perfect.
Nice.
How long does spiritual weapon last, too?
Originally 10 minutes, but it's...
But remember, it still only moves 20 feet. Bonus action to
it's
move
only
it.
1 minute now. So
there you go.
It's really kind of janky, and I give it poopy.
Oh, maybe it was 1 minute, and Spirit Guardians was 10. But yeah.
Yeah, that's probably more correct. I know Spirit Guardians is 10.
Well, then I would probably lose this while we're searching the moon.
Yeah, and your healing and all that jazz.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's that. You find reel number 2.
Very good.
You guys have just killed the spider, and you have retrieved film reel number 2, and your carving knife, evidence, weapon. What is it really? Who knows? And yeah, you're in the attic.
Well, great. Let's head back south. And I love these new doors on Roll 20. That's really cool. Can I open it? Just
you can try.
There we go. It opens. And this was the bedroom with the...
Yeah, you walk into the bedroom and the mom is floating kind of in the middle of the room, and she's like, she turns, whips around and sees you, and she's like, I've told you, I'm not ready. You cannot see the children. They are resting.
All right. Not ready.
She so we'll goes go. To move to intercept you before you can go to that door.
Okay.
Let us pass. That's not the voice I was using last week.
I know, I can't remember. I was trying to remember the voice.
I was going
to
make a comment like, please don't interact with anyone who had a voice last time because...
all the voices have changed.
They'll all be different.
Let us pass. I think that was
that
it.
That was
like
it.
Part Apu and part Bruce Willis.
That's a hell of a combination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us pass. Now it's more Apu. I got to dial back the Apu.
Wow.
Anyways, he says, let us pass, in his original voice that we totally remember from last week.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's like, I told you, no, you cannot go see the children.
Sorry, I thought those were in the other door.
They are. They're just behind this door. And she gestures with both hands to both of the other doors that you, like, could go through, potentially.
All right, let's go back north and we'll go around.
Somehow I don't think we'll end up in the same spot, but... I like your thinking.
Could split up.
Since, yep, now
each,
we're in a different
each
spot.
Go for a door.
We could split up, each of us go on a different door. I bet not only would that be fun for us, that would be a lot of fun for the DM.
With the rooms changing? Yeah, that'd be lovely. We're back in the tomb room?
Yes, you walk through the door that you just came out of, and you're back in the crypt somehow.
But now the door's to the east.
Correct.
The last time we were in... Man, this place is... messing with my head.
It's almost right. Like it's haunted.
We should
this is a great way.
There continue to be sparkling jewels along all the crypts.
Wait, didn't she say something about a missing jewel?
You know she's not. She doesn't have her necklace.
Her necklace.
Her fancy necklace.
Well, let's look around here and see if her necklace is amongst these jewels.
Okay. You can roll investigation or perception checks.
Which I, of course, am excellent at both.
I got an 11. Bellicose.
Yeah, you look around and there are, again, there's just kind of jewels everywhere. There's different kinds of stones. Like, you notice that different names have different stones, but you don't see a necklace anywhere.
Okay.
And then the only other thing of note is the central kind of like sarcophagus has that inscription on it about, only one treasure may leave this room, cross with another and find your tomb.
21 on perception.
21 on perception. You do not see the necklace anywhere, but you notice something interesting as you're looking through these different, like you're looking for it, is that the gemstones are like, you notice that people with the same first letter in their name all have the same kind of stone. So like you find there's garnets in some of these slots, and everyone with a garnet starts with the letter E. So there's an Ella, an Ethan, an Ember, an Edwina. Like, all of them have garnets. And then everyone with an I name has amber stones. Like, so there's different stones, and they seem to be related to the, like, first letter of the person's name who seems to be laid to rest in that spot.
Let's jot these down.
Okay.
I know, right? So good.
all right.
Okay, so are you just taking 20, essentially, which I know is not necessarily a D&D thing anymore, but you're taking as much time as you need to carefully jot down each one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then I am just going to see if I can copy and paste this part into roll 20 for you. There's one quartz stone, which is connected with the name Antonio. The garnet has 5 people. I listed some of them. You don't... Well, I mean, you can know the names, but it's going to be a lot of names. So just know that the quartz is connected with the letter names with A. Garnets are connected with the letter E, and there are 5 of those. Citrine, C-I-T-R-I-N-E, is connected with the letter H, and there are 8 of those. Amber is connected with the letter I, and there are 9 names with I. Ruby is connected with the letter L, and there are 12 people with that name, or an L name. Sapphire is connected to the letter M, and there are 13 people with that name beginning.
Are there this many total tombs in this room?
There are tombs and urns and little, like, memorial plaques, so yes.
Got it.
This room is, like, glittering with all these jewels when you come in. Amethyst is connected to the letter N.
And there's 14 of those, I'm guessing.
There is. That's correct.
I think it came through, Matt, the way you wanted it to.
Oh, okay.
Everything has been correct so far.
Do you have 2 more?
Onyx and Jade.
Perfect. Then I won't... For the listening audience, there's Onyx, which starts with P, and Jade, which starts with R. And so, yeah, that's... And that's the stones and their associated names.
Okay, so the number of names is equal to the rank of a letter. So A, there's 1. E is the 5th letter. There's 5 names. H is 8. That's the 8th letter. So I don't know what that means, but that's the pattern. All the way down to R. Jade is with R's. And there's 18 of those. And that's the 18th letter.
Makes sense. In some weird way.
It does make sense in some weird way that I don't understand. All right. So the first letter of, you know, at first I thought maybe it was the letter in the word, like of it, the name of the gem, but that doesn't.
They're all birthstones?
Makes sense.
How many of them are there?
6, 8, 9
of them. So that doesn't give us a full year.
And that corresponds with the 9 Faerunian months.
Oh, nice.
Only there's 13 Faerunian months.
Right.
Where are the other stones, Matt?
These are the stones that are here.
Is there a stone? Actually, should be playing Dodo this time.
Buckle up, folks.
Yeah, right. Is there a stone for Zodiac sign?
Not that I know of. This could be a cipher for somewhere else.
Yeah, it could be that now, like, Q is 1, and G is 5, and C is 8 in some other cipher somewhere else. Was there... Now, I'm having a hard time remembering last time we recorded, but wasn't there some kind of, like, word puzzle thing we were trying to solve?
Yeah, we had that.
Yes, but you solved it with the... You figured out, finally, Tusk.
Oh, okay.
Which was your four-letter word that got you into the codex and gave you the picture.
I see. Well, scratch that idea.
Well, there's no U, T, or K, so this had nothing to do with that.
Correct. I'll just tell you that.
All right, but maybe if we keep searching, we'll find something else. Are there any numbers or letters or anything?
I mean...
Like on the plaque?
No, there are letters because the letters, it says a thing. But other than the message of only one treasure may leave this room, cross with another and find your tomb, there are no other letters or numbers.
Maybe find your tomb isn't a bad thing. Maybe if we take another treasure, we find the tomb that has something else in it.
I mean, it's not impossible. Doesn't sound like a good thing.
But. No, it doesn't. It doesn't right. One bit.
You can also roll things to solve puzzles. You don't actually have to solve it all yourself if you want to try to make an intelligence check. I don't know.
That sounds like more fun for the audience.
Perception.
We don't want to kind of erring against that.
I'm just saying the game has weirdly built-in mechanics for solving things without it having to be just you do it. But you can just do it.
Can I roll something right. That lets me know if the stones have a significance, like for when people are born.
Sure. Yeah, I'll do an investigation as well and try to.
Is that what you want? An investigation?
That'll work. It's really whatever you feel like you're using. If you want to use like nature or history or something for a specific question, I think that works as well.
I'd like to use stealth.
Okay.
Try and sneakily
know things.
What they're doing.
Uh huh.
So I can solve it using the information that they're providing as well as my own knowledge.
I mean, I'm going to tell you it's going to be hard, but it's not impossible.
Okay. Well, honestly, that's the best chance that I have, so I'm going to go for it.
Well, I'm going to go 23. For
23 stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaking around.
All of those are in the negatives for me, so I'll just pick nature because it sounds the closest.
Okay. I mean, what I'm about to tell Bellicose, as Bellicose is forming the words, Click has... sneakily positioned himself to read his lips just as and he can tell exactly what he's gonna say, so he can say it a half second before if that's what he chooses to do.
Okay.
That is exactly what I choose to do.
With an I'm gonna go to Bellicose second, but with the nature check, you know that these stones are not related, they're not birthstones, in this context.
Gotcha.
Bellicose, you are confident about your, like, the stone is, like, related to a number, which gives me a letter. Like, and so, yes, all the names start with that letter, but also, like, if you just use those letters, you might be able to solve the puzzle. Does that make sense?
Yes. So maybe we have to unscramble or look around the order. Are they scattered all over the place?
They're all over the place. This whole tomb, but okay. It's whatever the name is connected with the stone. But if you like, now that you've kind of gotten this inventory figured out, you know, like these are the letters I'm working with in this puzzle.
Okay, so A E H I L M N P R.
And of course. Click said this all first, just by a little bit.
So that gave us the letters we're using. There's 9 letters.
We don't know if it's 1 or 2 words. We don't even know what answer we're looking for.
No,
at
you
least,
don't.
At least Padre doesn't.
Are we, well, there's only one place in this room that has words on it, and that's that plaque that tells us the...
Right, there's the plaque on the tomb with the, and again, this woman looks vaguely like the mom, and she's kind of resting with her hands crossed over her chest, peacefully, like, sculpted mm-hmm. into the stone, and this plaque, that's what you're seeing.
Well, we can kind of try to unscramble these letters. Maybe they make a word, maybe they make names.
Have we been in other puzzle rooms that connected to other rooms? Like, the answer was found in one room related to a puzzle in another room?
I do remember, or Dodo does remember, that we got the tusk thing, or the codex, in the, like, a library? But we got the answer, we figured out the answer by going to the foyer, maybe? The entryway?
Right.
And looking at some paintings.
So this could be related to a puzzle that we haven't encountered yet.
Or one we've already said, we're not doing that, and we kept going. Or we didn't even know there was a puzzle in that room.
It's possible.
There's a lot of possibilities.
What are the names of the children? Did we ever...
Man, that lady's bedroom is everywhere.
Well, one was...
It's almost like she really wants you to solve this puzzle for her.
Abigail was the daughter, right?
She was the adult.
Oh, yeah. Right. The kids were Charlotte. Oh, no, that was a mom.
Yeah, the mom is Charlotte.
There were two twins, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we didn't get their names.
I was going to say, I don't think I have names written down, so I don't think you have the
fact. Oh, then we didn't get those. Sally and Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't get their names, I guess.
Well, I came up with Amir Flan from those letters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's...
You just
and that's
Flan,
a Flan right? with a P-H.
Oh, yes. Meaning cool.
The classic. Everyone
says Flan with a PH. Oh,
man, you're so Flan. No. I didn't mean that in a rude way. I meant it with a PH.
Damn, you're Flan.
Yeah. I was just looking back at the names. I had the Ymir, but I couldn't come up with anything else.
Could I hear the... All right, did you just post it already?
Can we take a short rest while we're doing this? I'm bloodied.
Sure, if you just want to sit down, you can take a short rest. I need to look up what the rules on short rest are. Are you allowed to solve puzzles while
you're
short
rest? I'm not
going to
rest. I'm just going to continue.
Yeah, they can continue. I'm going to sit and patch up my wounds and have a snack.
Okay.
Drink some tea. I don't know, something.
Could I hear the...
It wouldn't be an actual play this podcast if we didn't talk about tea.
Right.
that's the continuing thread through all of them.
Yeah. It's the Stephen King Dark Tower.
right.
It's just
tea.
Various types of tea.
Can I hear the inscription that's on the plaque again, Matt?
You sure can. It says, don't worry, I left that part. It says, only one treasure may leave this room. Cross with another and find your tomb.
Okay.
Have we opened these things?
The main one, there was no way to open, he said.
Right. You can open another tomb. There's a dead person, like a skeleton in it.
Fair enough.
But no treasures.
Nope, the treasures seem to definitely be the gemstones.
The gemstones.
Next to their name.
So let's take a skeleton.
Oh, boy.
There are how many bones in the human body? Let's see. How many people's names we got here? We've got a lot of people. We should be able to cobble together a skeleton made of each of them.
And you want to say, this is my one treasure, and I'm leaving with it? Is
that it's family.
It's a bejeweled...
If there's anything I've learned from the Fast and the Furious series...
That's correct.
I liked last time when you were like, her treasure is definitely her children. Like,
well, now we're extending it out.
Right.
It's the whole family.
But which family member are you taking?
That's what we take a piece of each of them.
Oh, but
we're
some of them
one
are...
one skeleton.
Some of them are... cremated and their ashes,
right?
And
so
some
we're
of them
to, like,
are
rub some ashes.
Some of them are
some
just
the
memorial
bones.
Plaques. They don't have a body,
and we'll use the plaques to make little armor plates.
Okay,
it's going to be a Voltron of the.
Wow.
I forget the last
of
name
the
of this
Bormonts.
Family of the Bormonts. Yes,
a Bortron, if you will.
All right. Well, I feel much better.
Okay. I assume you want me to assume
after
it's been an hour and they haven't solved
the
it.
After the hour of the short rest, you just see a skeleton that has been assembled at the bottom of the main sarcophagus. And Click is like remembering what his voice was. Who knows? We are just going to assemble these together like this, yes? And we take the bones out. The one skeleton to rule them all.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is a bizarre idea. Everyone, let's give it a shot.
Give me a nature. No, I'm just going to stop you right here. Everyone give me a nature check.
Okay.
There we go. I've got a plus one to nature, so this should be good.
I got a plus three.
I'm sure what I have.
It's a 14. Well,
let me find out. Nature. I have a minus one, so that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I got a 12.
Nice. Perfect. Just waiting on...
I also have a 12.
And also a 12. Oh. You got a 14. Okay. With a 14 click, as you're putting this together, you're like, this is not right. And
I immediately ignore that feeling.
Okay. And then Bellicose and Dodo. Dodo, as a priest, this is particularly upsetting. I'm just letting you know, in your gut, you feel this is wrong. But... you're also, like, you get a kind of wave of thought and perhaps inspiration of, like, what if we put the corresponding letter to, like, what if we put the stones in alphabetical order?
Okay.
By their name, and then gave me appropriate corresponding letter.
Oh, I see.
It spells Amir Flaw.
Amir Flaw! Oh,
okay. There's two A's.
Yeah, well, alphabetical has a system in place for finding...
They spell Amir like Aaron, like Aaron. It's Amir.
Well, Amber comes before Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amber is I. Amethyst would be next, and that's N.
So far, so good.
Then... Citrine would be next, and that's H. I-N-H. In something.
Emotep.
Mm-hmm. Which one of these is Brendan Fraser?
Right. I can't wait for the moment one of you like gets the what it's going to be, but anyway.
All right. G is...
It's just going to spell like I'm here J. or something.
In
Are
her...
we sure it's not Inhotep?
I believe it should be Inhotep.
Okay.
It's in her. Wait, that's J. Now I got this backwards.
And also.
J K L N N O.
J E L L O. Is that what you said?
O is P.
In her tep.
Yeah, in her tep. It's inner tech or inner tech.
Q is A. I N H E R P A.
In her patep.
In her palm. All right. We'll go to her. The I kind of like Amir Flan. I'm going to look around for a... Right.
Okay.
I'm gonna
an Amir Flan. No. In her palm. In her palm. So look at this carving in her hands and see if we can open her palms. Or
do you say this out loud to your friends?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I said, aha, it's in her palm.
I was
going to
say no. You don't say it. And then 5 minutes after you start looking, I'm going to come up with the answer on my own.
As you say, in her palm, you hear stone kind of grind as the statue's palm opens up. And it says, Amir Flan, bitch. And no, in her palm is her diamond necklace.
Ah, nice.
I'll scoop that up.
All right, you have.
Let's head south
diamond
again.
Necklace.
Dodo, let's give it to her. Or Padre still doesn't get it. South, you know he what? Just says,
"You guys head south. Clue. I'm gonna head east."
Oh no.
Okay,
that's cool. I'm still confused about what's happening. So,
I am too. But we gave her something, and she seemed pleased by that. And now we're gonna give her a necklace. Come along, Dodo. Padre, if you would.
I'm trying to see if we're in a multiverse situation where there are different iterations of the same bedroom or if we all end up in the same space.
You're all in the same space. But you go through different doors and you end up there.
Nice. I'll hand the necklace without any further ado directly to the ghost.
Okay. She's like, get out of... Oh! Why, thank you. And she puts it on and she kind of twirls around and disappears into like a million little white rose petals that float away on the wind.
But since we're in a room, it's just really messy.
Right. It's just like...
Wow.
It's a lot of rose petals.
Who's going to clean up the rose petals?
I don't know. There it goes. You haven't found a maid yet, so maybe
right.
Maybe they don't have one.
Probably the ghost children.
All right.
Well, you find a dead body of a little gnome. What were you in that? Were you a ranger? A little gnome ranger that's got like a teach set with him.
met his doom here.
That all checks out.
All right. Let's head south. I think that's the original door we tried to go through.
Okay. You can go south.
I thought it was the same bedroom for a second.
I was like, oh no, we're caught in a loop. Looks like a children's room.
Does look like that, doesn't it? Yeah, you find yourself in a nursery, and there is a little crying girl kind of over by the toys, and she's just crying creepily.
Oh, that's so creepy.
If you played Left 4 Dead, your heart should be racing right now.
That sounds nice.
She's just over by the toys.
I'll walk forward and call out, little girl.
Oh, real quick, as you're doing that, you also notice that around the room are five floating candles that are like glowing purple that are just kind of like floating there around the room. But there's a little girl crying in the middle.
Well, I'll try to get her attention as I approach and lean down or kneel down in front of her.
Hi, who are you?
We've come to take you away from here.
I don't think we did.
That came out creepier than I thought. Yeah,
I don't think we did.
Sorry, I'm
come
sorry.
With me, little girl.
I don't
play the card. For us. Play the card, Dodo. Play the card. Undo. Oh, no. what's your name? I'm here to take you away from here. She's like, well, I don't want to go. I just want to play with my doll. And she points to a doll that's on the floor.
What does the doll look like?
Like a creepy rag doll.
Nice.
I'll pick it up and hand it to her.
You hand it to her, and she reaches out to take it, and presumably as you let it go, unless you're going to go psych and wave it back, it falls right through her hands, and she just starts, I can't pick it up until I know its name, but I forgot its name. My aunt gave it to me special.
Okay, aunt.
I feel like good luck with that is appropriate at this point.
Oh my god.
Like this is problem. Just one of those things where it's very dramatic and important for the child, even though it does not matter at all. So I say we're probably done here and we move right. On.
Is your aunt's name Abigail?
Yeah, that's her name.
What's your name?
My name is...
Long pause.
Delora.
Hello, Delora.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can find out the name of this doll.
Can we look at the doll and see if it's written on it?
Sure, it's not. She's like, my aunt told me that the doll was to help me remember everyone else's name that was coming to the party. I even wrote little poems for all of them by the candles. But I can't remember what they are.
Okay. All right, well, let's look at the candles.
I came up with so many elaborate mnemonic devices.
She is creepy. All right, let's look at the candles.
All right. Are we going from left to right?
Sure. Is that how you have them written down?
Seems like it makes sense.
I have them written down, and you can go in whatever order you want, but...
He has them written down in an elaborate, like, star formation.
Right. Right, yeah. Almost like you're in the middle of a pentagram. All right. You go up to the first candle, and there is, like, a little... it's almost like a gift tag attached to each, like... old-timey candle holder, like, there's a little poem on each card. Okay. So the first one reads, I'll post it, but it says, "Unstable in temperament and step, he turns to the bottle to return his pep."
Bob?
It does appear to be Bob. All right, so that was the drunk that came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who I feel like I would remember.
The drunken bard whose name we definitely know.
I gotta look back up at the thing. If it hadn't been a week, I think I might have been able to remember all that.
Was that?
Can I roll for note taking?
Was that the?
No, elf? that's something you have to actually do.
Was the bard an elf?
I don't know that you like. You don't know, unless you've got it, something written down somewhere.
I'm gonna think it was
Lorenzo. No, he was the Amir Fither.
Yeah, but
was the bard dead? That was one of the they're things all that dead. He died.
Well, they're like all he dead. He was murdered. You saw real three. You saw someone dressed kind of like a bard get stabbed, but he's not from the photo that you.
Oh,
found.
He's not from the photo.
That would be Lorenzo.
Well, Lorenzo took the photo. He's not in it.
Correct, and you did not see the bard in the photo.
So I'm thinking that's Lorenzo.
Okay. I think Lorenzo's the bard. Okay. Just what is the next
process
one say?
Of elimination?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the next puzzle?
Oh, I copied it and somehow it didn't take, so I was about to send you the next one, which would be the same one. The next one says, his vision sharp, his ears sharper, interacting with children makes his mood darker.
That's Amir.
Yeah, I think that might be Amir.
Whose last name is now Flan. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you get to make that choice for him, but...
in my mind, it is.
Okay.
I feel like we might call him Flan either way.
Yep.
As long as it's with a PH and therefore complimentary.
Right.
Yes. Highfalutin Flan.
It's falutin with a PH. Okay. All right, what's the next one?
Jeez.
A jolly and kind man of the cloth, creatures of evil fear his wrath.
Wrath?
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Wrath of Khan.
Right.
Is that the past perfect superlative of wrath?
She's a little girl. I don't know what your deal is with her and her.
It's just an archaic version of
that's going to be the wrath. the dwarf, Luthander.
Luthander.
Yeah, the wrath of Ron. Instead of Khan. I get it now.
There you go. It's all coming together.
The Wrath of Ron.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. What do we got next?
Next is... Nope, that's not the tab. Music and lyrics were his stock and trade. Stories were told with the devices he made.
That's Lorenzo. Damn it. First one is someone else. Because it was Lorenzo's light box that was the key to something.
Music and lyrics. Was Lorenzo a musician?
Bard, musician.
Or he was the inventor. Was he all of the above? Bard, musician, and inventor?
I don't know. The only other guy that... could you read it one more time, Matt? Sorry. Or did you post
just it? This last one. Music and lyrics were his stock and trade. Stories were told with the devices he made.
I feel like that's Lorenzo. Could you read the...
Maybe the drunk was the gnome. Professor Doric Fizzlecord?
Let's see. Unstable in temperament and step. He turns to the bottle to return his pep. Yeah.
He has a cane.
It's all the same person.
He was
Lorenzo mean to...
Doric was leaning on a cane in the picture, so he's unstable in step.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. So, what was it? Dick Fizzlecorp or something? Can't remember.
I'm almost certain.
Yes, yeah, so that's got to be his name.
Okay. Sorry, Dodo. No, it is Professor Doric Fizzle.
That's what I said, he says.
Also, the word wrath is used appropriately in this poem.
Yes.
Just letting you know.
Did you look it up?
I sure did, because you really made me feel like I messed up. And
no,
turns
it's a
out,
real word.
Joke's on you, real word used correctly.
That's why I didn't get it, see? Because it's a real word used correctly.
Used correctly, yeah.
All right, that's only four. Okay, so it's D-A-L-L. Okay, what else we got up there? Doll.
Would you like to read the last
poem? Yes, please.
The brightest blossom on the family tree, she will return the sun for you and
Abigail.
Me.
Dala. So the doll's name is probably Dala. That's a little bit on the nose for a doll, but...
Della. The doll's name is Della.
Adele.
Adele. That's probably what it is.
Well, let's try Della.
We are.
I mean, that's the order we got it in.
I just like to mispronounce things. It's Dala. Because Dodo okay, can't
well, which
Well,
which one are you going with?
It's obviously Della, but...
Okay.
We'll try Della.
There you go. You say, you know, she's like, that might be it, Della. And then she tries to pick up the doll, and she does, and she's like, oh, yippee, yippee. And she spins around, and she's like, thank you so much.
Join us next week for the conclusion of our third 1D&D UA playtest. See you then.
Thanks for listening to The Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.